Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you here on blogtalkradio.com/course mastery. You can also find us here at the best hour as well on our website at truthought.org. And I'm joined today by my beautiful wife, Reverend A. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us here. We are going to be discussing lesson 339 today. I will receive whatever I request. Let's join together for just a brief moment of silence before we begin. I will receive whatever I request. No one desires pain, but he can think that pain is pleasure. No one would avoid his happiness, but he can think that joy is painful, threatening, and dangerous. Everyone will receive what he requests. But he can be confused indeed about the things he wants, the state he would attain. What can he then request that he would want when he receives it? He has asked for what will frighten him and bring him suffering. Let us resolve today to ask for what we really want, and only this, that we may spend this day in fearlessness, without confusing pain with joy or fear with love.
God, this is your day. It is a day in which I would do nothing by myself but hear your voice in everything I do, requesting only what you offer me, accepting only thoughts you share with me. I will receive whatever I request.
And so it is. Again, let's join together for another brief moment of silence here before we continue. You know, as you read this lesson, you may be asking yourself, he can think that joy is painful. How could joy be painful? Well, it's a little confusing, but the ego is a little insane. In fact, it's quite insane. So the best example that I want to point to just to have a little discussion about it is specialness. We believe that being special and being honored and revered and loved and, you know, fame comes into the picture. You know, this whole idea that we're happier when we're special, than we're treated special and seen as special, that we have, the ego has this objective, seek but do not find. And it's and it always sets up a construct of an idea of this is going to make me happy. This is going to get me what I want. You know, I remember sharing the story in one of my inspirational messages about how when I was 15, I was like, boy, when I get to 16 and get my driver's license, I'm going to be happy. You know, and then when I was 18, it's like, okay, when I can graduate from high school, I'm going to be happy. You know, and then, oh, if I could find the right woman and get married, then I'm going to be happy. And then, oh, well, I'm going to have kids and I'm going to be happy. And then, oh, if I get divorced, I'm going to be happy. I mean, it just kept changing. I mean, none of those states was without pain. You know, there was what I thought was going to bring me pleasure and what I thought was pleasurable and joyful, actually, always ended up with some pain. And also, especially when we think, oh, we acquired something, we have something, and we put our faith and loyalty in that specialness of this thing, and this is what gives me self-worth, or this is what, you know, gives me specialness, or this is what gives me, you know, love, like I have love in my life or whatever. And then as all things in this experience disappear, because form is fleeting and it's just disappearing all the time, then we go through agony and grief and struggle and pain. And, you know, and so that's my comment about that one sentence. You know, he can think that joy is painful, threatening, and dangerous. It seems threatening and dangerous that we would lose what we've acquired that we believe is making us happy. But all of those are just thoughts of the egoic construct, the ego mind. And it's insane. And so it's dealing in illusions, because what is here today and gone tomorrow is illusion. Only what is real is eternal. And so if we're only dealing in illusions and false concepts of ideas of what's true and not true and real and unreal and specialness and our faithfulness and loyalty to illusion, we definitely are investing our awareness, our consciousness, and our attention into something that will leave us with nothing, because it starts out as nothing. It really isn't anything to begin with. Mm-hmm. I will receive whatever I request. So today we asked for the truth. We turn within to spirit and we simply say, what is the truth? And let the voice for God, thoughts that we at first seemed to not even our thoughts, but let those thoughts begin to inform us as we set our thinking self, as we talked yesterday, in the back seat, so to speak, and we begin to ignore those thoughts.
It reminds me of, you know, be careful what you ask for.
Yeah.
You know, the joke I sometimes tell, that there's no one more frustrated than a frustrated metaphysician, a person who understands that thoughts are things. And you know, the joke goes something silly like, you know, pray for me a husband, and puts a stack of money, and the person who's praying, you know, gets to pray in, and a year later, the person comes back and, you know, puts a bigger stack of money on the table and says, pray that he goes away, you know? And so it's like, really, be careful what you ask for. That you are that powerful.
We are.
And so then the idea becomes, like in your example of the things that you listed were a life deemed worthy of living, the trajectory of a good life. You were listing the touchstones or the milestones of a good life. And the truth of the matter is that in this world, our desires are conditioned.
Totally.
Even what we think that we want is conditioned. And if you even consider the world of influence and advertising and how the world is really jockeying for your attention and the amount of money spent on ad dollars and how much we are exposed to in a given day, that what we are under the influence is not our true desires, but the commercialism and the desires of the manufacturers of the world and the businesses of the world trying to influence your desires. And so this is a day of really offering what you believe you want, even. But he can be confused indeed about the things he wants, the state he would attain. So here it's really saying you don't even really know what you want.
Exactly.
You really don't know what you even want.
Yeah, the ego.
You don't even know what is good for you. And so the idea here is to court desire and to offer that to the Holy Spirit. And only when you get beyond conditioned thinking, only when you get beyond the thoughts and the thinking of the world, which is always going to be connected with the end result being some sort of form or some sort of form and experience, and you get to the eternal qualities as your desire, such as love, such as peace, such as joy, the what it looks like takes care of itself. And so I will receive whatever I request. I request that my desire be the desire of God, the will of God, the thoughts of God, desire will lead us to the heart and mind of God, but only when we offer it to Spirit, holy and divine. And so that's something, you know, this day is God's day. And you and God are one. So it doesn't leave us out, you know. It is a day in which I would do nothing of myself by myself, but hear your voice in everything I do, requesting only what God offers me, accepting only thoughts God shares with me. Period, period, period. It's also really pointing to the axiom of I of my own self need do nothing. Mm-hmm. Again, take no thought. So
I like the way you're, you know, saying that you, you know, offer your desires to Spirit. And, you know, in the last couple of chapters in the textbook, in A Course in Miracles, he kind of lays out a process, really. You know, he says, you know, get up every day and join with Spirit. I mean, that's, you know, spend 5 minutes or, you know, whatever you can, and spend time with Spirit. And it's perfectly okay to say, you know, this is okay, this is what I want my day to look like. Mm-hmm. You know, and offer it to Spirit. You give it to Spirit. Say, okay, but Father, thy will be done. In other words, I want a new car. You know, this whole idea, especially in new thought arenas and new age arenas about manifesting, I think is bizarre. You know, the extremes that it's been taken to and trying to justify techniques. And I feel like they missed the point of it by far. But what I just want to add is that, you know, for immediate results, apply infinite patience, as the Course tells us. And so we tell Spirit, Holy Spirit, nothing more than our right mind, okay, this is what I would like to have. And then we offer it to Spirit and we let it go. And so the day turns up however the day is. And then we can spend the rest of the day looking for the gift of the day. What is the day really offering? What is the gift of the day? But that car is going to show up. Now, it may not be what you had in mind, but if it's what you really need, and it'll show up in the best way for everybody involved in the transactions as well, mm-hmm. you know, and it's going to show up at the perfect time for everybody involved in the transaction to benefit mm-hmm. at the maximal, mm-hmm. in the maximal way, mm-hmm. if we don't force it with our thinking self. So it's absolutely wonderful to have thoughts of desires of partnership and abundance and good health and, you know, a fun life. There's nothing wrong with that whatsoever. But to insist on it, or to believe that because we're special that, you know, we're not getting what we want, or, you know, we're not worthy or whatever, that's where we get into the real suffering. And I think this lesson really points to just remember you do receive what you request. And if you're thinking you're not worthy, then you're going to receive validation and proof that's not true. That's the case, because you're the one saying, this is what I believe, and the world reflects it. As you said, thoughts are things in our foundational teachings of true thought.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that this lesson also makes us really susceptible, the ego mind, to getting on the argumentative monkey mind of, you know, well, I didn't, why would I ask for that? Mm-hmm. You know, in its incessant problem solving, trying to figure this lesson out. Mm-hmm. And really what we're asked to do is just try all these on and come with some sense of belief or willingness to just believe and walk through the day, I will receive whatever I request. And, you know, just really pause. What have I been receiving? You know, how is it possible maybe that I have requested, you know, a negative energy or, you know, and just kind of play with the idea of this and just, this can seem punishing, mm-hmm. right? But at the same time, it is also the secret to freedom.
Yeah. It can seem punishing if we want it done the way we want it done. Mm-hmm. You know, the ego wants it done the way the ego wants it done. Mm-hmm. I remember the last house I had, I sold and I put it on the market. And over time, it was a place like way out in the country. Mm-hmm. And over time, two or three people came around that wanted to look at it. And every time somebody would come around that was thinking, oh, that, I thought, well, okay, maybe I could see this person wouldn't want to buy it. And it would fall apart because it wasn't the right fit, you know. And I was in a place because of this lesson, because of this teaching, of thinking, okay, well, that just means that wasn't the best for me and wasn't the best for everybody involved at that point in time. And for immediate results, apply infinite patience. So I just went on in my life. And suddenly there was a buyer, and suddenly it just all happened, and it just flowed easily, and it was no conflict, and it was just, and everybody was happy, and it was like, it was almost like done almost instantly. And I remember you had an experience in the last home that you sold too, that we just waited around, and suddenly the right buyer appeared at the right time.
Yeah, there was a naysayer in my life that was saying, oh, this house is never going to sell. It's never going to sell. And I'm thinking, well, I bought it. There has to be somebody, you know, who is attracted to it because I was attracted to it.
Of course. Yeah. So it's those are two really, I think, fun examples that you and I have both experienced because we had this true thought principle kind of in our pocket, so to speak, and didn't beat ourselves up. We didn't punish ourselves because things didn't go, you know, as we might expect them to. Mm-hmm. And we were patient and loving and allow the universe to work those details out. We put our request out there and we give it to spirit, you know, and then we go about our lives. And I think we can do that with small things too. Mm-hmm. Like, what did I expect my day to look like today? And did so-and-so show up when they were supposed to? You know, did we get to the point of being able to do this workbook lesson exactly at the time that we thought we would? You know, things like that are just little tricks, little hooks, I should say, that, you know, that we get hung up on that too. We have expectations, and the ego, if its expectations aren't met, it can get sideways really quickly. Mm-hmm. Oh, I can. I'll speak for myself. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I think this lesson is really pointing to some of that, to have some love and patience for ourselves, and to have love and patience for our higher self, which is knows exactly how things should be played out, potentially for all concerned. So I just want to bring that into the conversation.
Nice. Yeah. So I will receive whatever I request.
And so it is.
And so it is.
Thank you, brothers and sisters, mighty companions. Thank you.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander to temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love.